The Senate's senior Democrat is asking the top Republican to allow votes next week on new emergency loans for the Detroit 3 automakers and more jobless aid to the unemployed. Harry Reid wrote to GOP leader Mitch McConnell today, asking him to clear Republican roadblocks to passing the package in a post-election session that begins Monday. Reid says aid for the auto industry and the jobless is especially urgent. McConnell has not taken a public position on such a plan. He's calling instead for a measure that would speed release of a separate $25 billion loan package to the car makers approved in September to help them develop fuel-efficient vehicles. Meanwhile, by a nearly 2-to-1 margin, Americans across all segments of the population believe the U.S. government should provide loans to American automakers. The survey was done by pollster Peter Hart, who spoke to WMNF late today.
The American public says we want to do something to assist the American automakers. By a margin of 55 to 30, they say it's important to provide loans. They are in favor of it, and they agree with Barack Obama making it priority number one.
And Peter Hart, what's behind this support here? Is there fears of the economy getting worse if we don't do this?
Exactly right. It is a huge fear on the part of the American public that if the auto companies fail, we're moving from a recession into a depression. And that fear and that uncertainty is driving many of the attitudes. The voters 10 days ago voted for change. And whether it was in Florida or in Ohio, that change means an economy that's vibrant and working, and they don't want stagnation. They worry about the auto industry as the heart of manufacturing.
Peter Hart, on Capitol Hill, of course, there was talk of maybe having a lame duck session and working on this next week. Looks like that's not going to happen now because some big-name Republicans like House Minority Leader John Boehner and Richard Shelby from Alabama have said they have no desire to help out Detroit. In your polling, how do Republicans respond to the questions that you asked here?
Republicans are also supportive, not in wide margins as Democrats are, but a plurality to a majority are indeed in favor. And again, I think that the Republicans in this instance aren't listening very well to the results from November 4th. And I think their biggest fear is that the Bush administration could end up being remembered as the 21st century's Hoover administration was to the 20th century.
Peter Hart, I know in the survey that you asked, the survey of the people while you asked them if this does not go through, do they think the car companies will go bankrupt, which I know is people said that was the case. Was there any questions in terms of, we've heard some people say that it's okay for these companies to go bankrupt, that might be the best thing for them. Is there any questions or anything that you asked around that subject?
We did not ask if they favored bankruptcy, but I can tell you just on the basis of what people said, that's not an option that the public looks forward to. And what scares them is the uncertainty. Every day there's a new shock and there's a new concern. And the idea of saying it's okay for the automobile companies to go into bankruptcies, I don't think the American public wants that in any way.
Peter Hart, you're one of the preeminent pollsters in this country. We know what you and Neil Newhouse were doing a lot of polling for NBC, Wall Street Journal before the presidential election. Peter, I don't know if you've, you know, in terms of looking at the exit polls or the like after the general election, is there any statistic that you found interesting in looking at the exit polling that you would extrapolate from this election in terms of what we should look at or analyze that maybe we didn't know about before the election?
I think the most fascinating thing, Mitch, is young people. Essentially, people under the age of 30 did turn out in large numbers, but we have never seen them as one-sided as they were for the Democrats and Barack Obama. And that went from border to border, coast to coast, and what it really told me is it didn't make any difference whether you were rich or poor, well-educated or not, or what ethnicity you were part of. Barack Obama talked to young people in a way that we haven't seen before.